Good morning, everyone. It's Monday, December 15, 2025, and welcome to your daily market update, brought to you by Monex USA. The US dollar is starting the week on a weaker note, trading lower against its G10 peers this morning. Traders are gearing up for a busy week of economic data releases and central bank decisions across Europe, Scandinavia, the UK, and Japan. Here in the US, all eyes are on tomorrow's employment reports for October and November, as well as Thursday's inflation data. Forecasts suggest a decline of approximately 60,000 jobs in October, followed by a rebound with an addition of 50,000 jobs in November. Unemployment is expected to tick up slightly to 4.5%, marginally higher than September's figures. These data points are critical as traders and analysts work to piece together a clearer picture of the U.S. economy and the Federal Reserve's potential interest rate trajectory as we head into 2026. Adding to the mix, we'll hear from Fed Governors John Williams and Steven Miron later today. Their remarks will provide further insight into the Fed's outlook and policy considerations. Now, let's take a closer look at what's happening globally. The Japanese yen is leading the charge against the U.S. dollar this morning. Traders are bracing for the Bank of Japan's decision on Friday, where a hike in interest rates to 0.75% is highly anticipated, with a probability of 95.2%. If this move materializes, it will mark only the fifth rate hike by the Bank of Japan in the last decade and will bring Japanese interest rates to their highest level in 30 years. In addition to the rate decision, Japan's inflation data is also set to be released on Friday. Early expectations suggest a slight decrease in nationwide inflation, which will be closely monitored for its implications on monetary policy. Meanwhile, the British pound is also performing strongly against the greenback this morning. Traders are preparing for the Bank of England's decision on Thursday, where a rate cut to 3.75% is all but guaranteed, with a 90.1% probability. This would mark the Bank of England's sixth rate cut in this cycle, and it's expected to be a narrow decision, with a projected 5-4 vote. Key UK data to watch this week includes labour market figures tomorrow and inflation data on Wednesday. These releases will provide further context for the Bank of England's policy direction and the broader economic outlook for the UK. Thanks for tuning in, and don't forget to join us next time for another deep dive into the markets. Until then, stay informed, stay ahead, and have a fantastic day. Disclaimer: this podcast is for informational purposes only and does not constitute financial advice. Please consult with a professional for specific investment decisions.